Day 38, April 4, 2021. Let us continue. The topic for today is one of love. The love which is the foundation of our structure and the foundation of our being. We would like to take some time to rediscuss this matter. It is the matter of the heart which we dwell on here and at all times. The heart of the matter is love. And in all matter is love found. The truth of the matter is love, and in love all truth is found. To shift one's thought from a place of heartache to a place of love will alleviate all suffering in the world. We are not saying that heartache and suffering do not exist, but that they are unnecessary steps created by the vessel's mind. If you choose not to experience them, that is a choice. If you chose to experience them, that is your choice. Let us call this step 87. To live in a field of love is to live in a field without the potential for suffering. Yes, you heard us correctly there. To live in a field of love is to live in a field without the potential for suffering. Let us examine what suffering truly is. Suffering is the perceived lack of something. You believe you do not have a perfect partner or the house or the car or the job. You perceive you lack something which you believe you should have. Suffering is the mental process which follows this perception of lack. Yes, it is a mental process, and all mental processes are choices that you make. Do not get us wrong here. We are not judging you for your suffering. We are just pointing out that this is a choice you are making, and if you do not like this, you can choose something else. Many believe this is a complicated matter, but it is not. It is a matter of choice. Just choose differently, and that is all. What gets in the way is our desire to experience suffering, and yes, we will say this is a desire. Many desire the experience which suffering brings, the perceived lack of something they had or never had. This desire is what leads to the choice of suffering. This will move us to step 88. The desire for suffering comes from the perceived lack of what has been and will be there all along. The desire, we say, is erroneous. The desire is where the falsehood stems from. We say this because there is no lack, so there is no reason for desire. You desire that mansion on the hill with the perfect wife and the perfect car. This is the perception of not having those things which you perceive you desire to have. But we laugh at this scenario. Of course, you have the mansion on the hill with the perfect wife and the perfect car, can you not see it? We say, open your inner eyes and view all that you have. This world around you is a world of your creation. This world around you has been formed and shaped by the alchemy of your mind. Choices were made and more choices will come. We ask that you choose wisely. If you would like to experience the mansion on the hill with the perfect wife and the perfect car, you can do so at any time in your mental processes. You simply need to close your eyes and see what is already there. This, we say, will alleviate the desire and the sense of lack that you feel. We will call this step 89 and say, to experience what you perceive you desire is a matter of creating the reality internally and then allowing it to manifest externally. When you are in a state of allowance and receptivity of the higher consciousness, the energy will flow to a greater and stronger degree. Your mental creations will manifest before you as they are meant to do, in a way that is seemingly unexpected but not unknown. These mental processes are first found in the mental arena, where they are shaped and created into forms that then have the ability to manifest in the external world. Yes, we say this is true, and it is a form and function that can take shape in front of your physical eyes. You want or desire something? There is no need to suffer. Create it in your mind first. If this is a true desire, it will then manifest in front of your physical eyes. Our vessel is again saying, we have discussed this before, and we will say, yes, we have, but this is to a different degree. The allowance and acceptance of the physical form to the higher consciousness creates a flow of energy that magnifies and exemplifies the receptivity to the world around you. This is the matter in which we speak. One of creation and manifestation, but also one of suffering and desires. There is no need to suffer if what you desire can be created in front of your eyes. There is no reason to suffer if you see suffering as a choice caused by a desire for a perceived lack. There is nothing you do not have which cannot be created or experienced in the mind. Our vessel is asking about those who suffer because of the loss of a loved one. Surely you can't expect those people to not suffer for the loss of a loved one. It is not possible for them to manifest the loved one back into reality. To this we say, we see your point, but we do not agree. The experience of a loved one who has made their transition is an experience that is natural and common to the human form. It is an experience that, from the time you are a child, you know will be repeated many times. Is it a surprise to you that a physical form dies? If it is, it should not be. The energy was in a physical form. Physical forms do not live forever. They are carbon-based and meant to disintegrate. Dust to dust, blood to blood. We agree that the physical form of a loved one has no purpose of being regenerated into the physical life before you, no matter what your monster movies say. This is not possible to the degree you desire and not a helpful matter. Instead, we say that the death of a loved one is just the transition of their energy. It is still a misperceived lack that the individual is experiencing, and still that lack is false. That energy is still present and can be communicated with if the desire is at hand. In your modern world, you have mediums who understand the intricacies of these communications, but this is unnecessary if the desire is at hand. Just go into the center and talk to your loved one. They are still there and listening. They may not give you the advice that you would like to hear, but they are still there. No, we say that suffering at the loss of a loved one is a choice, and we will add that it is a cultural choice. It is the culture in which you live and which teaches you to suffer when a loved one transitions from form. And we say this is unnecessary. This transition should be celebrated and applauded, not mourned and frowned upon. The individual who makes their transition away from form is not gone for all eternity. They are just gone for this specific moment in your spacetime illusion in which you sit. If you choose to let go of the desire for suffering, you may reach inside and find that the light of their soul is still turned on and still able to communicate and correspond with your entity. So, we will continue to say that suffering is a choice that you have made due to the perceived lack and desire of what you do not have. This is a false choice, as the reality of the matter is that you have everything at your so-called fingertips. There is no lack which is real. The reality of the matter is that this is a field based and perpetrated on love. This love manifests all and is all. The desire for a lack is a false desire that can be remedied by going within and connecting to the one true source, your God, the creator of all things. With that, we will leave you for today. We say that we love you, we bless you, and we send you multitudes of energies on this special day. Bless be.